We are live.
Hi.
That's not your line.
Hi. I want to do the intro this time.
You want to do the introduction?
Take it away. All right, I will. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Kits and Clo. We're back. It's another week, a new week. Catch us up. What have you been up to this week?
Kits and Clo, more like Clo and Kits. Okay, I like the turnover.
Maybe we should change it.
No. I mean, not the turnover, the takeover. I like how you're taking charge. Feminism. BLM, feminism. That's how we like to start every...
It's intersectional.
Yes, there we go. Lovely, lovely to hear. No, I've been good. I've recently had my super sport debut. So if commentary debut, I'm not playing sports on Super Sports, you're world of champions.
Not yet.
No, I don't think ever, perhaps. But it was lots of fun and I'm a star. So if I don't get back to you in the next couple of days, it's because I'm riddled with anxiety.
Perfect. My favorite thing that while you were commentating was Twinkle Toes. I've never heard Sam say that before.
Twinkle toes.
I enjoyed every minute of it, yeah.
The boy I was talking about actually sent me a message. He's like, haha, twinkle toes. That was the end of our chat. I try not to speak too much with 16-year-olds on WhatsApp. Gets dicey.
Okay.
No, that was a joke, but now it sounds worse. I'm just, you know, doing the standard check-in on the sound waves. Okay, they look a bit aggressive, but that's good.
Well, you know, thanks for asking. I also had a very good week.
Oh, yes. How was your week?
Yeah. No, it was good. All that chat about being vaccinated, I actually ended up getting vaccinated early and it went really well. Got Pfizer.
Nice.
Old Pfizer. And otherwise had a very good week. Being back at uni, enjoying all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. And I went rock climbing for the first time in ages. Can probably see just some battle wounds.
Looks like the scars of chronic masturbation.
Why you always got to take it there?
It's not good. I know. I apologize. And it would be male masturbation, if anything.
Yes.
Blisters.
Moving on.
We've got a new segment. There are lots of cameras now here today. I don't know which one to look at. I'll look at Chloe. New segment inspired by primary school. Show and tell. So today, Chloe asked me what I brought today.
Sam, what have you brought today?
So glad you asked. One second. So as you can see over here, this is my latest contribution to the automotive industry. Automotive?
Yep.
Automotive. And I designed this back in 2010. I was in grade 7. Obviously, we're going for a few things over here. Smaller wheels at the front, bigger at the back, because that's how they go. We've got an interesting train-inspired engine. And then no seat for a driver. This is one of those self-driven models.
Okay.
Tesla, eat your heart out. But I wanted to make it comfortable for lots of people. So like it's got a bus setting, but it's exclusive. And as you can see, it runs just fine.
All right.
So there's a mark at the bottom of it. Sam H. Good, 74%. There we go.
Hey.
Market tested.
Giving you percentages in grade 1 already.
I made this in grade... Who could make this in grade 1? This is grade 7.
Did you say when you were 7 years old?
How could a 7-year-old make this?
I think I could have.
Oh, just insulting at this stage. And your show and tell, what have you brought? What are you reaching down?
So I brought my Birkenstock. And the reason I brought my Birkenstock is that I feel like it says so much without having to say much.
And it was also on your foot.
Yeah.
That's not a show and tell.
No. You know what this says? It says, I'm in the humanities.
True.
I love the outdoors.
Yes.
I love traveling.
Okay.
I am queuing you up for our segue.
Oh.
I love traveling.
I love traveling. I was trying to think what... I was like, this is boring. Like, I'm listening here and what Chloe is saying is objectively boring.
No, I was trying to like tee us up.
Yes, because today we want to talk about travel restrictions or traveling during COVID.
The panorama. The panopticon.
Excuse me? Wow. You hear these words Chloe brought out today?
No, because...
Good heavens. That's impressive.
The pandemic, you know, people... Oh.
You see, I didn't understand. You got a, like a registered fake laugh ready to go. But I like it. I've said this before.
Thank you.
Oh, no. You see, you're using words I've never heard of before. So I was like, she's done research. And these have something to do with travel.
No. Again, I got it from TikTok.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to say that. Just say it's your idea.
It's my idea.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about traveling in COVID is that we can't do it. We've been restricted.
That's very insightful.
We've been restricted.
Yeah.
We're on, a lot of countries have a system in which they rate dangerous countries.
Yep.
And they just look like our crime stats and they're like, this is, no, that doesn't even make sense. But that we're on all the red.
Red lists.
In the European countries, red listed.
Yep.
Didn't even blacklist us, BLM, again. Just pepper that in throughout. So,
but yeah. So travel's restricted. Travel bans. I mean,
we've repeated that about three times.
COVID passports.
What's your opinion on a COVID passport?
Personally, I think it's not unethical, but I don't think that they should exist.
If there was an equal distribution of vaccines,
yeah,
then you think COVID should exist. I mean, COVID passport should
exist. But does the COVID passport apply to your passport? So, like, if you don't have a passport to go to the EU, does your COVID passport allow you to go to the EU? Or
no, is it just the same? I think you'd still need a visa. They're not like, all right, let's get some Taliban terrorists from Afghanistan.
Then I don't want
because
it.
Because they've got a COVID passport. No. In South Africa, I've already got a passport that doesn't let me go anywhere. So, there's that. Which is
this the right wrong way?
That's a loser. Loser. No, because it is interesting. Like,
yeah.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci, Tony, as we like to call him, the American head of COVID response, whatever they want to call it, used the interesting analogy. And he was like, when I want to travel to, I think it was West Africa, I have to have a certificate saying that I've had a yellow fever injection. Mm-hmm. The big difference between West Africa and, say, Paris, more people want to go to Paris.
Of course. But I do think it's interesting that it sort of subverts, like you're talking about the visa and whatnot. You know, you need visas to travel to Europe or, I mean, us South Africans do, to the States. And now they need COVID passports/visas to travel to our country, which does make it interesting.
It's 12 o'clock.
I don't know why I have that set.
There's the cannon. So the cannon's a bit slow.
Noonday gun. I'm so sorry. I think that is...
Okay, let's not fall apart over here. You can see she's tilting. Tilted Towers?
Yeah.
That's a gaming reference. I've never played Fortnite. I wish I could. But what's interesting in terms of also travel restrictions is the United Kingdom. And they're doing what they do best and they're a bunch of assholes. Because my sister's just gone back because she's studying abroad in Liverpool. And it's a 35,000 rand mandatory quarantine, state-controlled quarantine that you have to do if you're coming in from South Africa. 35,000 rand.
It's the most expensive hotel stay. And you don't even get to pick your hotel.
Yeah, no, that's not even...
It could be two-star, could be four-star. Could be five-star if you get lucky, but I doubt it.
It's crazy. It's like, it's state-controlled, you're locked in a room. You have to test yourself every day. You're in isolation. It's like being in the Olympic Village, except your gold medal is leaving or escaping. Or your freedom. You can't escape. There's no escaping these things. And when it comes to Britain, I can't deal with them, Chloe. I can't.
Okay, tell me why.
I'll tell you why. Because they colonized large parts of the world, but especially... Well, what we're concerned with, South Africa.
Of course.
So Britain colonized South Africa, and now they just treat us like a one-night stand. You know, they used and abused us. Now we want to get back with them. We want to visit London, but we have to fill out all this paperwork. We got to do all this stuff. We should have colonized passports. As a colonized nation, we should be able to work and live in the United Kingdom. I said it. It's not even controversial at this point.
As well as the Netherlands.
Oh, Jan van Riebeek.
Yeah, they came here first.
Die eerste keer. We'll translate that down in the subtitles. No, so I've also thought a potential workaround is that all we simply do is we play these nations. in rugby. That's our strongest sport. So the Springboks play England. And if we beat England, Siya Kolisi becomes the king. And South Africans can go there whenever we want.
I like this idea.
I'm pretty for it.
I'm also pretty for it. So would this be like a World Cup event, but you're competing for world domination, essentially?
It could be a World Cup format, which would, as world rugby champions at the moment, that would be fantastic because it would give us a lot of land.
Yeah.
The EFF would also buy into this because there'd be a lot of redistribution, especially in nice areas.
Reform, redistribution.
Exactly. You're sounding like Thabo Mbeki, but you're making all the right noises.
I don't know what to say to that.
Thabo. Some people don't even know who Thabo Mbeki is.
I didn't know who he was until I was like 14. I'm ashamed.
A good age to find out who the president or ex-president is, but that's good.
Okay, well, you know, I could get behind that idea, but I don't know if everyone could.
Well, the problem is the British never will. We will, as South Africans, we're used to risking it all. We're used to gambling, you know? I know lots of people who bet crazy amounts of money on the Springboks winning. This is the ultimate all-in. You bet in your nationality. And Siya Kolisi, come on, boy. Lead us to the promised land.
I like it. But back to travel. Back to travel. It brings me back to, remember that Vanessa Hudgens Baby Instagram wee. When she was like, people are dying, which is like terrible.
She technically just spoke facts.
Inevitable. And if you think about it, you know, it's like people are dying, losing their jobs. But I think what we should all be interested in and worried about is the effect that this is having on travel influencers.
It is naturally where it's what keeps me up at night. How are these travel influencers on Instagram sustaining livelihoods? Mm-hmm. How are they, Chloe? How?
Well, you see, they're not able to get their content to us. I don't know if you've...
Oh my God, a person in the streets just been knocked over. Like and subscribe, buddy.
Have you watched that Cody Ko video about Blue Ass Water?
No, I don't watch YouTube, Chloe. We make YouTube.
Okay. Well, he's got this video where he talks about travel influencers and Blue Ass Water. And it's like those like pictures of them in the Maldives or Bali. And
when
it's
the water
like,
is blue-ass.
And the saturation has just been... And that's like so stereotypical of these travel influencers. But they're being robbed of that right now. They are.
Is this all you have to offer to the conversation?
No.
Because I'm getting worried that you've been brainwashed by this Cody Ko individual.
I love Cody Ko.
Okay, well step up the pace, if you will, then, with your point you're making.
No. My story is that, so at the end of January this year, so people and these influencers are flocking to Bali, Zanzibar, you know, where the travel restrictions are either lifted or, you know, there's ways around getting in.
Yes.
Several influencers have been deported from Bali.
Mexican influencers?
No.
A little Mexican
UK,
joke.
UK, American. Some of them have been having like these massive parties. That's why they got deported. But then what I thought was interesting, there was one influencer called Kristen Gray. And basically, she got up, moved to Bali, and then made this course about how we can all move to Bali during COVID. But then she also got deported because she was there illegally and wasn't paying taxes.
Ooh, interesting. So she's been deported.
Yeah.
The course is a scam, it seems, because she doesn't know how to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Do you know how to pay taxes, though?
No, I don't.
I pay taxes. It's called VAT, baby. The rest, that's not for you.
No. I don't pay taxes. Not yet.
Well, you do. Everyone pays taxes.
Oh.
VAT.
Ah, true.
That was VAT. Okay. Okay. But moving swiftly on, that's interesting. But going back, I want to just travel back to Britain because it still pisses me off. And it's something that I always think about when I think of our colonial situation.
Okay.
Is the museums. Like these British museums that have stolen African artifacts and historical pieces. So why are they keeping them?
You're asking all the right questions. All the right questions. But how does this fit into COVID? Or are you just thinking about colonization?
I'm just thinking about colonization. Because growing up, I feel, is becoming less T'Challa, RIP, Wakanda Forever, and more Killmonger. And going, you know, when he, that's the start of Black Panther, when he's in the museum, he's like, these are from Africa, yo.
Like, give them back.
We both did weird accents. We'll power through that, but we're just trying to do it. So, like, colonizers, keepers, colonized weepers doesn't work.
Yeah, give us our stuff back. Wasn't finders, keepers. It was takers, keepers.
Yes.
And that's breaking the rules.
That's stealing. That's a looting motto, 2021.
Yep.
I don't know. Cats isn't always political, but I feel when we do need to make political stances, it's time. And I know this is going to be controversial, but I have to say it so that I can sleep at night.
Okay, go for it.
South Africa needs to change their national anthem from Nkosi Sikelela iAfrika.
Okay.
To Sister Bertina. I said it. What that word is? I don't know. But I love it. Every time Sister Bertina plays, the rand strengthens against the dollar. What do you have to say to that? Facts.
I think we can play Sister Bertina when we do this rugby tournament over world domination. When we win, that should be the song that plays.
And that's then also where I got the idea from.
Really?
Yeah, because it plays after our national anthem.
Vibes you think alike.
Please don't say babes thing.
I was telling Sam, I've realized when I'm... Well, it started off as something sort of ironic, you know, when I was like, bipes. But I wasn't being serious. Because it's a very like Cape Town, you know, when they're like, bipes.
Yeah.
You know, I just took to bipes. But I realized this weekend that when I get a bit drunk, my bipes count goes way up. And I got a lot of laughs from it. But I should stop.
It's not good. No. It's not good.
It's become part of my personality. Anyways.
I don't like it. Pipes. It's not cool. Pipes. And again, when we want to travel away from terms like babes, we have to be confronted with certain travel bans.
Yeah.
You know, we're really massaging it back to our talking points.
Yep. Now I see what you're doing. Yeah.
We're getting there. And the good news is...
That gave me such a fright.
That's the bell. Alex.
Oh, it's Checkers.
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 Oh, it must be. Who's ringing the bell? All right, so we're going to try get it back to traveling because we've been banned, but we want to get excited again.
We do.
So... whilst South Africa, we've been banned from a lot of places. Here are some exciting places that you can travel to, especially with the family, with younger children. And here we go. Namibia, Kenya, Mozambique, Ghana, the DRC, Tanzania, Senegal, and the Ivory Coast. Beautiful.
Lovely.
So, like I said, take the kids. They become child soldiers. You have the whole weekend to yourself. Why must we travel to these countries? Give us some fun ones.
Some of those are quite fun. Right. I've never been to Mozambique.
I'd like to. Okay, I could go to Mozambique again. Some love Mozambique.
Blue-ass water there, I'll tell you that much.
There, hey, segue. And I don't know, the latest place you definitely don't want to be is Afghanistan.
That's true.
The Taliban, they're not the most progressive. They kind of make Donald Trump not look like...
not very hospitable.
Yeah, he looks like RuPaul. You know, just... interrupt during the middle of a sentence, it'll will sound quite fragmented. What can you do?
Apologies.
Apologies.
But apologies. It is. It's very sad.
Do you see the runways in Kabul and all the airports?
Yeah. That's crazy. Just people fleeing.
It's terrible. Mm. Truly, truly terrible. Truly,
yeah. No, yeah. It's scary. There's massive cargo planes just full of people.
So
if I'd want to escape.
So if you are in Afghanistan and you're going through a lot... and you're watching this specific episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. Come on, we want international audiences. No, it is...
No, yeah. We are just joking.
It's truly terrible. What other passports can we get? Oh my God, it sounds like someone's attacking us through the roof.
Trying to break in,
It's the Taliban. They're coming to get us. Okay. So speaking of passports, Chloe, what's a more sort of sexy passport you can have?
Talking about a Tinder passport.
A Tinder passport indeed. Ooh.
You can swipe Mr. Worldwide.
And if you don't get any matches on Tinder, just remember Pitbull's been there, done that.
Fact.
Speaking of people that don't get matches, I looked at a recent survey that took like 125 participants, men and women, and they started looking at their Tinder history. And it's terrifying. It showed that the average male has a 1% conversion rate. And for those of you that don't know maths, that means 1 out of 100 swipes led to a match. So that's truly depressing. Whereas women were much higher and they had 10 to 30%. So 100 swipes, 10 to 30 matches. Yeah. I think it's a bit crazy. Higher. I've seen in South Africa, if you're a hot girl and you swipe right, you match.
Yeah.
And if you're a hot guy, then it's probably one of between 1 out of 3, 1 out of 5, you're going to get a match.
That's you like from my personal experience.
Yes. Case studies. It's depressing.
I've never been on Tinder. Never downloaded it. Never used it. Never had to.
Would you prefer someone to message you on Tinder, or would you need, or would you prefer that Bumble setting where women have to message first to start the conversation?
I'm torn because I don't want my time wasted with like silly pickup lines. I actually couldn't think of anything worse. But at the same time, I want a guy to try and impress me.
Mm.
Like if someone starts with like a funny sort of intro, the chances of me talking to you are way higher than me messaging you first.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's always structured.
Yeah.
If a girl messaged me on Tinder, I'd know that she's insane. There's something defective with this individual.
You see, I'm completely like unaware to Tinder culture. I really like that idea of having like one of your photos being like pictures of things that would be red flags if a guy knows who they are. So like the ones like Joe Rogan, yeah, the ones Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, that's kind of red flaggy. But if Joe Rogan is a red flag to you, and that's gonna, if your potential partner watches Joe Rogan and that's a red flag, good heavens.
I think you watch Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I watch everything. I like knowing what's going on, or what, especially like, because these are like two leaders in terms of like men's discourse. So I don't agree with what everything Joe Rogan doesn't say much. He just like gets high and like has cool guests on. Jordan Peterson's got way more of an agenda.
Yeah, for sure.
But if Joe Rogan is a dating red flag, you are probably so wrapped up in your own bullshit that you need to stay single for a while, queen. You heard it from me here first.
Do some work on yourself.
Yep. Okay, we've spoken about a lot of weird things that got quite aggressive towards the end, but we want to end with our classic, what you've all come to know and love, overrated, underrated. Chloe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. Remember, you're allowed a very brief definition or description of why you've chosen overrated or underrated. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Wonderful. Britain.
Overrated.
Oscar Pistorius.
Underrated. Because of what he did.
Because he runs without legs. Licorice.
Underrated. I love licorice.
The Taliban.
You can't just slip that in there.
Perfectly rated.
Next.
Cyril Ramaphosa.
Overrated. He's not all that, guys.
Overrated and overweight. Kids eat toast sometimes.
Underrated.
Chronically underrated. That's all we have time for. More episodes, more life, more of Chloe, more of Kets and Chloe. No more complaining about a lack of research on YouTube, people.
And now we've got 3 cameras, so you really can't complain.
Well, they could still complain about our lack of research.
That's true.
But?
Belinda, we're just having fun.
We're just having fun, Bendy. Let us live.
Let us live.
Do all the YouTube things. Hit them with a sign off, Chloe.
Like, subscribe, share. Do all the things.
And we'll send money to free people from the Taliban.
True.
That's too real at the end.
See you guys next week. Chookies! Chookies!